the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cotton Council International applauds the USDA's announcement to allocate $1.3 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funds to the new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program to help nonprofit U.S. trade associations market U.S.-grown ag products abroad. RAP would supplement the USDA's longstanding market access program and foreign market development program. CCI and other ag trade organizations use this funding to build, expand, and maintain long-term commercial export markets for U.S. agricultural products. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers are pleased that U.S. wheat growers can now increase global food assistance and expand export markets under new USDA funding programs announced last week. The groups thanked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for releasing the new funds that will directly benefit U.S. wheat farmers and their overseas customers. Congress will have to extend the life of the 2018 Farm Bill into 2024 so it can finish work on its successor. That is according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who tells Agriculture.com most people acknowledge there will be an extension, although the duration is unclear. Vilsack says chances of passing the Farm Bill this year were declining in part due to the prolonged fighting over who to elect as Speaker. That fight, thankfully, ended last week with the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.